From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. The search for new Columbia City Council members for Wards 1 and 5 has begun. In a forum last night, candidates tackled topics such as climate action and adaptation, downtown development, city relationships with the school board, and voter involvement. The three Ward 1 candidates are Pat Fowler, Greg Pearson, and Mark Anderson. Ward 5 Councilmember Matt Pitzer is running unopposed. One issue the candidates mainly agreed on was bringing the community together to make Columbia a better place to live. But Fowler says she doesn't think the city pays enough attention to the neighborhoods and affordable housing in the area.
So we're not doing a very good job of incorporating the decisions that affect the affordable housing we already have into every city decision. And I want to change that dynamic.
The Ward 1 and 5 Columbia City Council seats will be decided in the municipal election April 7th. A winter storm has caused a multi-vehicle pileup on an Interstate 70 bridge in central Missouri. Several tractor trailers and passenger vehicles collided around noon on a Rocheport Bridge, shutting down westbound traffic on the interstate. According to a release from the city, Columbia is expecting anywhere from 4 to 7 inches of snow with an accumulation rate of 1/2 inch per hour. A state Senate committee yesterday heard a bill that would prevent law enforcement agencies from complying with, quote, sanctuary policies. This means that law enforcement would be required to communicate with the Department of Homeland Security in detaining undocumented immigrants and transferring them to ICE. There also could not be any law preventing officers from asking for citizenship status of any detainee. For Senator Eric Burleson, the sponsor of the bill, the issue hits close to home. He says it stems from an incident in which an undocumented immigrant killed 3 people.
We can have a debate about immigration policy, but what we really should not be debating is that is when an individual who is violent and should be held by law enforcement, then they should remain in custody regardless of their immigration status.
Most of the testimony in the hearing was in opposition to the bill. Monica Del Villar, a legislative associate for the ACLU of Missouri, says she's worried this could lead to more racial profiling.
Being pulled over by police officers, being asked if I speak English, if I can understand the tickets that have been given to me, if I need them to be translated into Spanish. As an American citizen, these are annoyances, but as immigrants, for immigrants, this may foster more fear in their communities.
Missouri does not have any designated sanctuary cities. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.